President Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. is facing a potential setback in the Philippine Senate as early results from the midterm elections show his allies winning fewer seats than expected. Meanwhile, former President Rodrigo Duterte, currently detained at The Hague, has been elected mayor of Davao City. With about 80% of the vote counted, only six Senate candidates backed by Marcos appear to have secured seats. One of them is also supported by the Duterte camp, further blurring alliance lines. The midterms, held on Monday, were widely seen as a proxy contest between Marcos Jr. and Vice President Sara Duterte, whose impeachment trial will be decided by the Senate. Her political future may depend on how the newly elected senators vote. Sara Duterte has called the charges against her political persecution. If found guilty, she faces a potential ban from public office, jeopardizing her expected 2028 presidential bid. In a surprise development, Rodrigo Duterte, despite being held at the International Criminal Court over his controversial anti-drug campaign, was re-elected mayor of Davao, a city where his family has maintained a political stronghold since the 1980s. His name remained on the ballot, as he had not been convicted. His youngest son, Sebastian, was elected vice mayor and will manage duties in his absence. Another son, Paulo, won re-election to Congress, and several Duterte grandchildren were also elected to local posts. In the Senate race, only one Marcos-backed candidate, journalist and broadcaster Erwin Tulfo, placed in the top five. Duterte loyalist Christopher Bongo led the tally, followed by Bam Aquino and Ronald Bato de la Rosa, another Duterte ally and former police chief. Senator Emi Marcos, the president's sister, was among the winners but had earlier broken ranks with her brother and is now aligned with the Duterte bloc. The results signal a shift in the political landscape. Bam Aquino, a cousin of the late President Benigno Aquino III, made a strong showing in second place. His win, along with that of his ally Francis Pangilinan, marks the first significant return of the Aquino family to national politics in years. The Aquinos were longtime opponents of the Marcos family, with tensions dating back to the 1983 assassination of opposition leader Benigno Ninoy Aquino Jr., which helped spark the 1986 People Power Revolution and the fall of the Marcos dictatorship.